This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for the Loose Hinges and their new release, Nothing's Permanent. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're pleased to be welcoming back the Loose Hinges, who are back with their new EP, Nothing's Permanent. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Elliot Hauser and Chris McCarthy Hauser of the Loose Hinges regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here are the Loose Hinges with the title track of their new EP, Nothing's Permanent.
Yeah.
That was The Loose Hinges with the title track of their new EP, Nothing's Permanent. Check the band out at facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Elliot Hauser and Chris McCarthy Hauser of The Loose Hinges regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
This interview is all about you, so with this new release, what do you think is different this time around?
Well, it's definitely, sparser sound. There's just fewer tracks that we use. You know, the last record, it was very, shall I say, lush. There was lots of guitar, layered guitars, and this one, it's pretty straightforward.
There's a track or two. It's just that one, really,
but yeah. It was easier in that sense. So it's kind of a sparser sound, more raw. And so that was easier to do. I didn't play the Evo once on this record. You can believe that. Almost every track on the last one had Evo on it. What else? And this one kind of had a little more, threw a couple of jazz tracks on it, which we didn't have much of on the last one, except for that Latin kind of sounding one. But
right. They're similar in that they're still, you know, there's really no specific genre. So, and that, you know, we always come up with this Elliot's guitar riffs that, you know, lead to whatever song we end up working on for a night. And these just came together really quickly. I don't know if it was just like a little bit of confidence on my part from working together on the last one. And when they came together so quickly, it just seemed like they didn't need a lot of production.
Yeah. So I think we're both a little more confident in what we're doing. So it's like, well, let's just let the song speak for itself.
And was it just you two behind the mixing board, or did you have someone helping you?
Yeah, just us two. Kind of same situation as last time. We're gonna step outside here because it's the first sunny day and Nashville in a long time. It's been dreary for a long time.
Can you hear us okay out here?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just us two. Kind of. We call it the back house. We have a studio back in the back part of our house, and so we pretty much every night, instead of watching TV or doing something like that, we go back there and write or record or just do something. So that's how this one was made.
That includes mixing too.
Yeah, we recorded and mixed it, and we finally gave it away when we got it mastered.
We got kids today too.
Oh wow.
We had a lot of great players come in on a lot of these tracks, which is, we haven't had a chance to give the liner notes out yet, but we'd be happy to share those names because there's so many talented people that came in and helped us.
Sure. I mean, who all did you have this time around?
Well, we had Fred Eltingham play drums on a few of our tracks. I think he's out with Sheryl Crow right now. He's been out with Katie Lang. He's, you know, done he's a big-time A-lister in Nashville, and he's a friend of Elliot's, who I just adore. And then we've got Dave Harrison playing drums on a lot of those tracks, too. Dave Harrison, you'll find him on the more jazzy numbers.
Yeah.
And he's just so good.
Edwin McCain.
Yeah, he still gets calls from Edwin McCain when they go out, and we had Vinny, what's his last name?
Chichelski,
again, on the trumpet. He was kind enough to help us on that first track, Don't Say It, Just Say It, on our first CD. He's awesome. He's going to be playing with us live at the Family Wash coming up on the 22nd here, and we couldn't be. I almost peed my pants a little bit. I'm so excited. Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't get a horn player to come out with you very much like that. I'm like, woohoo!
Yeah, normally pretty busy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. Who else played? I was telling about the talented musicians.
That's about it. I think it's just the two drummers that put the drum duties on it, and
yeah. Oh, you know, we have really good friends that are in a kind of a punk pop band called Shut Up. That's right, Shut Up. And Megan Light and Nathan Spears, and they helped us write and sing on that third track called Every Little Word. But you should check them out sometime, Brian. They're really bad at ASS.
And what sort of inspired the songwriting for this collection of songs this time around?
Chris keeps saying it's my guitar playing. I guess that's usually the way we write it. I come up with some sort of riff or something, and I don't know where that comes from. And I've been writing, you know, so those two jazz I had out of a hollow body guitar, and you know, you kind of just I guess you just use a different sound makes you write differently, and kind of wrote these jazz tinged songs with using that guitar.
And sometimes you'll just hear a melody line or a hook right away when the riffs are really cool like that, and so I'll throw it out really quick, and if he likes it, we just keep going forward. Or he'll come up with a riff, the hook, or the melody. But usually then it's a hook, don't you think?
Yeah, you would come up with that, what would be the chorus, or, you know, what would be the refrain part of the song, and then kind of back into it with the verses. But, yeah, you kind of have to come up with, what's the point of the song, write into that. Little bit. Chris is disagreeing.
No, sometimes, yeah.
And for anyone who might not remember the previous interview that I did with you guys, talk about how this project got started. Loose Hinges, I mean.
Well, Elliot and I have known each other for a long time, and not until we started living together and moved our house out into the country. We had Elliot, when we lived together before, he had a studio, but it was 10 blocks away. And so he would go away and come back at 3 in the morning, and all was fine with me. And I had my own kind of, circle of friends in life, and I wasn't really interested in music. But then we moved out to the country, and we suddenly found ourselves kind of isolated from our previous social circles, and the studio was now connected to our house instead of being, physically apart. And I just started hanging out with him back there. And I had been playing guitar and teaching myself, and I've always done a little singing. And I just started hanging out with him back there while he was mixing other people's projects or working on his own stuff. And he just started to notice that I was inventing and coming up with things, and he thought they were cool. So he's kind of the reason. He's like, "Hey, that's all right. Let's experiment on it. Let's take this farther." And I was like, "Oh, okay, sure." So I just kind of went along with his direction.
Chris is being modest. She thinks she did a little playing, a little singing. You've done theater, and you've done. She doesn't want me to mention that. She's putting her finger over her mouth.
Nothing sacred between us.
So I guess in the kind of a band context.
Never.
Well, so that was kind of new for her, but she's. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but for me, having just being around Chris, because she's kind of new to this and kind of a new songwriter, and just it's almost like I'm going through it again and just discovering things fresh again, anew, instead of being so jaded and cynical, and it's just kind of a refreshing writing with her and creating with her. So that's a beautiful thing. She just gave me a kiss, so she approves of that thing.
But that's how we started. It because we were physically in the same building suddenly, and so it just happened. And it's been really fun.
For more on The Loose Hinges, check them out on their official Facebook page. From their EP, Nothing's Permanent, here is The Loose Hinges once again with Every Little Word. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her collaboration with Costume on their EP, Empire State Neon. Known for her angelic backing vocals for the legendary pop band Blondie, Destry takes center stage with her one-of-a-kind delivery and hypnotic musical backing. With a little help from producer Stephen Jones, Destry is turning the world of electronica on its ear. And Sugar Me, the first release from Empire State Neon, is just one little taste of the excitement. Empire State Neon from Costume, featuring Donna Destry. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Donna Destry at Facebook.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Loose Hinges and their new EP, Nothing's Permanent. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Elliot Hauser and Chris McCarthy Hauser of the Loose Hinges regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from the beginning of the partnership till now, I mean, how has the songwriting changed?
I don't think it has changed much. I mean,
well, no, I didn't. I
rarely do we ever fight. I mean, maybe once we had a disagreement over how to go about something, but usually
we're pretty much in line about the create, you know, artistically where something should go. I think this album is more upbeat than the last one. The last one was pretty morose in a lot of ways. This one is kind of more positive in some ways, and it's a little more lighthearted. You know, like Permanent, it's more tongue-in-cheek, I think.
Less serious,
and I think that's kind of good, yeah. I'm kind of generally write that, go that way anyway. It's kind of quirky, you know, tongue-in-cheek with, you know, I've got another band, the Fugitive Glue that I play in. Everything we write is like that. It's kind of, you know, goes Elvis Costello replacements or, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek kind of material, and we're maybe getting a little bit of that in our own material.
Well, I always gravitate towards the sad songs and serious subject matters and relationship-based, you know, real-life issues, so it's probably good that I write with Elliot and not another, dare I say, girl.
And with all that being said, what songs off of this album stand out for each of you the most, and why?
Well, staying on the subject matter of relationship-based and, you know, more serious matter, I love Why Waste It a lot. It's just it's groovy sounding, I think, and it's a serious subject matter that I think everybody that's in a monogamous relationship can sometimes identify with. So I really thought that one was kind of cool and strong at the same time. How about you, dear?
Permanent. Nothing's Permanent, which is the title track of the CD. It's kind of my favorite, I think. And that one was really quick. I mean, I just started playing the guitar riff, and we kind of just wrote it and recorded it pretty much in one night. And that was just easy. I don't know, it just kind of fell out of the sky. I love it when that kind of thing happens. And that was my favorite. I think that's my favorite song. Yeah. The one that stands out to me.
Can we pause 1 second, Brian? Do you know where the children are?
Yeah, they went over the fence.
Over the fence?
They went over the fence.
In the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, okay.
No big deal, no big deal. And have there been any chances to play some of this new material live lately?
We've been playing a lot more live. And we've been doing it in kind of some different configurations. We've been doing, just the duo, and invariably we do that acoustically. We've kind of got carte blanche at this place that's actually pretty close to it. It's called Richard's. And really
love it there.
It's a really cool place. And Richard, they just different people, two guys that kind of, Richard that owns the place and runs it, and then another guy, Jack Boucher, they'll just sit in with us anytime we come down there. We've got a standing gig there every month. And then we've these other guys called the Tequila Diaries that are a bunch of old hippie songwriters here in Nashville.
And they're just great.
And they are just
Play everything. They write. We've been writing with them. Like, after our little gig at Richard's on a monthly basis, we usually come back to our house in the studio and have one hell of a hootenanny.
Yeah, we have a hootenanny.
Original songwriting brainstorming session. And it's just a lot of laughing, a lot of fun. And we've got tons of ideas that have come out of it.
Yeah.
So one of the coolest things about Richard's that we've liked so far is he really supports original songwriters, and from in town or out of town, he gets them all. And there's a sign on the monitor down there that says, "If you didn't play it,
if you didn't write it,
oh yeah, if you didn't write it, don't you dare play it."
So we've been playing there a lot. And then if we play, if we have a full band, we play a family wash. We're getting out of town a little bit. We're going to Clarksville, I guess, which is up the road. And we're going to play in Florida. What's the name of that place? Hibiscus Cafe.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little more familiar with the 38 people down there. I really want to try to play that festival. So I feel like we need to do a little name awareness marketing down there. So we're going to go down there and stay with some friends and try to get to know some of the club owners.
But, so it's kind of, when the Tequila Diary guys come and play with us, they mandolin and, guitar and then full band, we do, bass, and we bring in the bass and drums
and the trumpet.
And so it's just fun just kind of, hearing our songs in different configurations, whether acoustically or electrically, and it's fun being able to deliver in both ways.
And of the new songs, which ones have resonated most for live audiences?
Well, I think people like Permanent. And just from the reactions we've seen. And they really like that Every Little Word. And also the check, what else do we do? We haven't done a lot of Wasted. Maybe we'll do it at the Family Wash. But maybe not. We haven't done that end track either. That might be fun to do at Family Wash with drums. Of the ones that we have been playing live, I think those two. And Don't Give Up on Me.
There's a friend of ours that really identifies with that song. I'm not going to mention who it is.
there's a couple people. A lot of people said they liked that one. But I think that those first two I mentioned were probably the most. Get the most response. How about you? What do you think?
Oh, Permanent is my favorite. hands down.
Oh yeah, I said that one.
And also, Brian, we've got a new kind of batch of songs that are country or Americana that we're gonna do or roots, kind of more roots music, and so we're gonna do a whole record of that. We're getting together. This will be kind of a change for me. We're gonna go into a different studio and cut them, and so I don't have to. It's kind of.
We're gonna let Elliot be an artist.
I'm gonna be an. I get to play instead of having to worry about, you know, engineering and all of that at the same time. I just get to play and be creative instead of having to do all that technical stuff. And so that'll be. There's a lot of songs that we're already playing that are gonna be on that record that are like some country kind of drinking songs that people really love.
Yeah, and those are songs that Elliot wrote with probably somebody else. There's a couple that I wrote with him, but. You know, we're a little hesitant to do an album that has any kind of commonality of the genres of the songs, but we're going to do it. And we're going to do it in that Americana vein. I hope it doesn't confuse everybody, but we just have so many of those songs. You know, some of those titles are like Reno to Ruin, Drinking About You, One Fifth at a Time, you know, to give you an idea of...
I'm getting over you in fractions. One bit at a time.
Yes. Love me or leave me. Just kind of stuff like that. So we're excited to go into something at the studio, but I'm a little nervous about producing or giving an album that's consistent. But we'll see how it goes. It's so not the way we roll.
Yeah. We jump. We're the genre jumpers. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
And what would you like people to come away with after they hear this new album?
Well, I think hopefully they'll come away with, if they've heard the first record, they'll come away with, okay, these guys don't take themselves that seriously, which is what I would hope, and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and they this wasn't a fluke. They actually do lots of different styles consistently.
Right.
And hopefully they think we're fun and, you know, eclectic.
I guess hopefully there's something for everyone. You know, I mean, if there's country, there's jazz, there's play, there's pretty straight-ahead rock, you know, kind of 70s-style rock, there's kind of some southern rock. So, I mean, you know, if it doesn't drive you insane, hopefully you'll like it.
For more information on The Loose Hinges, check out their official page on Facebook.com. From their CD Nothing's Permanent, here are The Loose Hinges once more with Don't Give Up On Me.
Don't give up on me. Don't
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Elliot Hauser and Chris McCarthy Hauser for their time and their music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.